Just the eventuality that government being the biggest criminals on the planet, it's just organized crime. Governmentum, in fact, the word term, comes from govern, which means to control, regulate, or dominate, and mentum is the mind. So it's an illusion of the mind. In fact, there's a case law on that that tells us that the illusion in the mind cannot have substance and therefore can't compete with the live, living, flesh, and blood man. I think Rundle versus Raritan Capital Canal Corporation is one of those cases. There's others that tells that. I think Norton versus Shelby County. There's a whole plethora of cases that tells us the fiction cannot have substance to deal with that which is real, because that's what government is. It's a fiction of the mind, and therefore it's an illusion. And any potential authorities that they pretend to potentially claim to have, you can't talk to the corporation. It's a fictitious entity of law. It's a creation in the minds of men. It's not real. It has no substance. You can't kill a corporation other than maybe having it die from lack of funds and have it being dissolved is the only way you can dispatch a corporation. It can live forever. But human beings have a time limit on their life.
Here's a great description of what may have been taking place behind the scenes during the American Revolution. This was protocol we discussed last night. In order to incite seekers of power to misuse their power, we have to set all forces in opposition to one another, breaking up their liberal tendencies toward independence. Oh boy, American independence, set all forces against one another. With Masons on both sides, George Washington and George Clinton on one side, the British Admiralty, George Clinton on the other side. To this end, we have stirred up every form of enterprise. We have armed all parties. Oh boy, we have armed all the parties, both sides. Right, there's your military-industrial complex. We have set up authority as a target for every ambition. Of states, we have made gladiatorial arenas where a lot of confused issues contend. A little more, and disorders and bankruptcy will be disorders. A little more work, and disorders and bankruptcy will be universal. Oh, boy, they're on their way here, bankrupting this country. Look at the bankruptcies and the foreclosures and the people losing their house and businesses all across the board.
Right, you are, Eric. It's a really insidious scheme. In fact, when you understand that's exactly what's going on, we're being bankrupted. They've been spending money like drunken sailors, paying it off to all their cronies around the world, looting the American public, putting it on the backs of the taxpayers when it's not their money to spend in the first place. And of course, the stupid Americans, as Jonathan Gruber calls us, we won't know any better. But this is what they're doing. I got somebody in my ear that throws me off my train of thought here, but I apologize. But
that's
anyway,
okay.
It's what I was trying to say. This is bizarre what's going on in our country, that we have these people that are leading us down this path of absolute destruction at a fervent pace, with irrational exuberance, over the cliff like the lemmings. Here we go. Hang on, it's going to be a wild ride.
Oh, boy, is it ever. We're just scratching the surface here, and it's wild already. Republican right. Go ahead.
That's where I was going, Eric. Ab ordo chaos. Chaos out of order. It's on the back of the money. They tell you what they're doing to us, and they're right here seeing it in our face.
Boy, they sure do. Well, the motto of the Illuminati is hide in plain sight. And by hiding in plain sight, they mean don't hide too much, because if you get in their face, people will be more likely to digest it and accept it. And this is why you see all these Hollywood or, you know, futuristic pictures and movies are nothing more than intelligence agency scripts that are handed to the Hollywood establishment to get people preconditioned for what will be coming down the road. And that way it won't be as, even if they purported in the movie to be bad, people will still be preconditioned to accept it on some level and be less likely to resist against it. Republican rights for a poor man are no more than a bitter piece of irony. You get that? Republican rights for a poor man are nothing more than a bitter piece of irony, because the necessity he is under of toiling almost all day gives him no present use of those rights, but the other hand robs him of all guarantee of regular and certain earnings by making him dependent on strikes by his comrades or lockouts by his masters. Oh, boy. Then we went into the communist connection. The people, under our guidance, have annihilated the aristocracy who were their one and only defense and foster mother. The aristocracy was our foster mother. Oh, yes, I'll pass. For the sake of their own advantage, which is inseparably bound up with the well-being of the people. Nowadays, with the destruction of the aristocracy, the people have fought. So this is relatively recent, within the past few hundred years, it sounds like. Nowadays, with the destruction of the aristocracy, the people have fallen into the grips of merciless, money-grinding scoundrels, oh yeah, who have laid a pitiless and cruel yoke upon the necks of the workers. Ain't that the truth? We appear
on the
scene
as... I think that was around the time... I was only going to say, I think this was written around the time of the French Revolution that they're referring to, when they wiped out the aristocracy of the French. Louis off with her head and Queen Anne.
It's sounding like this is post-Renaissance, but pre-revolution, so to speak, the American and the French Revolution, which were close to the same time. Just around that time or slightly before it, or maybe just as it was getting going. This is a little more recent than I thought. And it is kind of obvious that it is more recent because, I mean, it's so pertinent to what we're seeing today. This couldn't have been written this way and be so applicable if it was done 1,000 years ago, although they're basing it on spiritual forces and principles that are evil and have been around for thousands of years. But, yeah, as you get into the Republican rights and the wiping out of the aristocracy and the money changers and the communism, Marxism, Nietzscheism, those words are relatively recent. So this is within the last couple hundred years. So The people of under our guidance have annihilated the scene. Now these Zionists are beyond the aristocracy. They're playing both sides of the aristocracy against the people and vice versa.
Old opposition.
But right, the people under our guidance have annihilated the aristocracy. Boy, so, I mean, was that George Washington under their guidance? I mean, he was one of the men of the people, wasn't he? The guy who founded this nation for us, with the head of the revolution and the army? And oh, boy, I don't know. I actually, it's not looking good. So the people under our guidance have annihilated the aristocracy, who were their one and only defense and foster mother for the sake of their own advantage, which is inseparably bound with the well-being of the people. Nowadays, with the destruction of the aristocracy, the people have fallen into the grips of merciless, money-grinding scoundrels who have laid a pitiless and cruel yoke upon the necks of the workers. We appear on
the scene. Those are the Bankster
gangsters. Yeah, right. That's the banksters. We appear on the scene as alleged saviors of the worker from his oppression, when we propose to him to enter the ranks of our fighting forces, the socialists, the anarchists, the communists, to whom we will always give support in accordance with an alleged brotherly rule of our social masonry.
Show them the love, brother. Show them the love.
Masonry. The aristocracy, which enjoyed by the law, that's Freemasons, okay, for all you who just didn't quite get that. The aristocracies and the Freemasons go way back. So the Freemasonic lodge, mantra and organizations absolutely predate this, and these are all Masons. Caesars were Masons. Alexander the Great was a Sodomite Mason.
Alexander Hamilton.
Right, and we could go back. Well, I mean, we're talking hundreds of years BC before even the Caesars of Rome.
Sure.
We're talking Freemasons, and Alexander was a high level Freemason. Very interesting alluding to that in the movie called The Man Who Would Be King with Michael Caine, who's a Freemason, and Sean Connery.
You're thinking there. Yes. You made a Freudian slip there that I think was probably more accurate than you knew. You were talking about the aristocracy, and you said the pharistocracy, which is the Pharisees that are crazy. The pharistocracy. The pharistocracy.
I didn't even catch that. Yeah, okay. That's what it was. How appropriate, huh? I was right on the money.
Indeed. Name of
So they pit one people. They pit all forces against each other. They put people in poverty. They use the communists, the socialists, and the anarchists, who they're always going to support out of their Masonic connections. The aristocracy, which enjoyed by law the labor of the workers, was interested in seeking that the workers were well-fed, healthy, and strong. Gee, not anymore. We are interested in just the opposite. Okay, so before, at least the lead, they're saying the leaders were interested in taking care of the workers to make sure they were healthy, strong, and well-fed. We, the Zionists, the learned elders, are interested in just the opposite, the diminution, the killing out of the goyim. And they put that in capital letters. Yikes. They got it out for us, huh? The goyim, that's us. Our power is in the chronic shortness of food and the physical weakness of the worker, because by all that this implies, he is made the slave of our will, and he will not find in his own authorities either strength or energy to set against our will. Oh, boy. Hunger creates the right of capital to rule the worker more surely than it was given to the aristocracy by legal authority of kings. And let me tell you, there's an insidious starvation of this nation going on. 40% of the people apparently are on food stamps in this country, and the rest are struggling. I mean, I've heard people of well means who have a decent amount of money complaining that just to feed their family with two or three, I think this one woman had two boys, you know, a load of groceries and nothing fancy. Nothing really, you know, super, you know, no steaks, ground beef, just the basic food, and, you know, a couple $100 a week. That's insidious. That's disgusting. And complaining that they were having trouble eating well and eating healthy. God forbid the poor people aren't eating anything except junk and garbage and chemicals. We'll talk more about this after the break. I appreciate you supporting the network. This is the Republic Broadcasting Network. This is Eric, the Freedom Screamer on The American Awakening. We'll be right back after this break with Gary and Chris. Thank you for joining us. Hang tight. We'll be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting Truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Welcome back, my friend. Welcome back to the American Awakening on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Well, tonight, just as this broadcast was beginning, the RBN live stream was knocked off the air. Wow, I'm honored. I mean, this is not good for the network, I know, but it's confirmation that this is the stuff. And you could go somewhere else if you want to feel good and get a quantity instead of quality. You go, so a lot of places cover 11, 12, 13, 15 different stories a day. And they're all stories that come out of Reuters and the AP. And they're all spin-offs of websites, and there's nothing in there that's real meat and potatoes. It's really looking behind the curtain and at the immediate enemy at the local level simultaneously. So please support the network, won't you? This is Eric the Freedom Screamer on the RBN Network. I've got Chris and Gary. And so here's what I'd like everybody to do that has a computer. We can't let them get away with this, knocking us off the air tonight. They think they're going to take our live stream down and get this broadcast silenced. I don't think so. So I'm calling on you listeners, calling all listeners. Activate. We're observers. Here's what we want to do. Pick at least one website tonight. Go out there. Maybe get a Patriot website, maybe it's a news website, maybe it's a education website, maybe it's health, whatever. Try to find something that's pertinently political and post a link to this broadcast, okay? And if we can get a couple hundred people to do that, that would be amazing. That would really knock them back a notch for taking our live stream down. Don't let them get away with it. Don't go to bed tonight until you post a link to this broadcast up on the comment section or somewhere on a forum. Pick one tonight, pick another one or two over the weekend. Okay, maybe by Sunday you got three different sites that you posted a link to this broadcast, and share the truth with people, and let's get back to the pieces of you-know-what who knocked us off the air tonight. So this is how we're going to stay up and running, by activism, not by sitting and listening and watching and waiting, but by activating. Who will Psalms 94:16? Is what I stand on. Who will rise up for me against the evildoers? Who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? Well, they're working some serious iniquity against the RBN network tonight, so let's activate and try to get this broadcast out to as many people as you can. Post it up on Facebook. You may have 20 or 30 people on your Facebook, or Twitter it out. You know, use your imagination. Try to get it out. Get a handful of jury nullification flyers tomorrow, Saturday. Go down to your local farmer's market. Tons of people there on a summer Saturday. Get down to the farmer's market, hand out some jury nullification flyers to people as you're walking around. You never know who you're going to meet. There'll be a lot of like-minded people, I guarantee it. And some links to this broadcast. Don't forget to tell people they can, on a steady basis, follow the truth at the RBN Network, and particularly the American Awakening with Eric the Freedom Screamer and Mike Herzog and company. Our company tonight is Gary in Michigan and Chris in Las Vegas. Thanks for joining us, guys. I wanted to share a little something with people who have pets out there. If you have dogs or cats or whatever you got, If it's got fur, it's going to have fleas. It's a bumper crop of fleas this year. And the greatest way to kill fleas, non-toxic, and there's not too many things that'll kill a flea. These suckers are like titanium, is vinegar. I use apple cider vinegar, just the cheap stuff. You don't have to get the expensive, you know, because you're just going to be spraying it on your dog's coat. But, you know, a gallon of vinegar is a couple of bucks. If you can get the apple cider vinegar, I think that's better because when the dog will, after you apply it, the dog will lick it off, and that's good for them. The apple cider vinegar is very healthy food. So take your vinegar straight. I usually put it in a spray bottle and spray it on a brush and then brush the animal. Don't try to spray it right directly on the over mist of the vinegar. It's going to get in their eyes and ears, and they're going to freak out and never want you to do a run. They're going to run every time you break out the squirty bottle. So try to kind of off to the side, spray it out, or dip it in a bowl. Just pour your vinegar in a bowl, like a salad bowl, and just dip the brush in there and get it wet. And just brush the animal. Get it up around underneath their chin and behind their ears. And also the feet attract a lot. There's a lot of varmints that'll live down there. And I just did both my dogs this morning and tonight, head to toe. Takes about, you know, 5 minutes to do a large dog. It's not very much time to spend to keep your pet healthy. You know, a couple minutes to do a cat. And you know, I did both my dogs in less than 10 minutes, head to toe. And they soaked them right down with the vinegar. Killed those little suckers dead on contact. Be right back after this break. You're listening to The American Awakening. It's Eric the Freedom Screamer, sitting in for Mike Herzog. Thank you to John Statmiller and Mike on the board, the unsung hero behind this broadcast. I also like to thank Gary in Michigan and Chris in Vegas for joining us tonight. We'll be right back after this break on the RBN Network.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Nutramedicals Power C Plus is the greatest important breakthrough in vitamin C technology since Linus Pauling. It is the only neutral pH vitamin C in the world as a calcium, magnesium, potassium, sodium ascorbate salt with bioperin, a black pepper extract, to increase absorption by 40%. When you take Power C Plus, it helps to alkalinize all the cells of your body instantly, raise the oxygen level and energetic level of cells, suppress cancer and inflammation in your body, and help you fight infections. Power C Plus also helps to build up the collagen in your body, hyaluronic acid in your joints, and the glycosaminoglycans in your joints, as well as to improve healing of any tissue in your body. Power C Plus is very unique at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, where you can order, or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Welcome back, my friends. Welcome back to the American Awakening. This is Eric, the Freedom Streamer. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Thanks for joining us tonight on the American Awakening. This is Eric sitting in for Mike Herzog. I want to thank Gary and Chris for joining us tonight. Their insight is so welcome, and I really appreciate them taking the time out of their schedule. They're just, you want to talk about, they're, you know, Johnny on the spot. They're awesome. I don't call these guys and say, hey, you're going to be on tonight. I just know that. Wow, and what a great thing, you know, and so I'm so glad that you guys are available this evening. We just had Mike on the board give you a call and bring you on the show, and you guys are kind of there waiting without any, you know, I mean, you just know what to do, and I appreciate you being here. They do this on their own time, people, so please support the network, and we appreciate that. So we are talking about the protocols of the Elders of Zion and all its modern and local manifestations. I can read two paragraphs, short ones, and have 15 different major entities, events, agencies, just you name it. There's so many things that pop up here that say, oh, that's today. Well, here we go with that. Communist Corps, the Federal Reserve, the Witches Court. The command and control, the communism, Marxism, anarchism, Nietzscheism, and man, they covered it all. And in the diminution, which is they're just the opposite of having us well fed and healthy and strong, we want just the opposite. The killing of all the Goyim. That's what they call us, by the way. So we're the Goyims, okay? So welcome to Goyims Anonymous on the RBN network.
Yeah, one little thing for you.
Go ahead, Chris.
Well, you're talking about the word diminution, I think, and there's a very close word in Black's Law 4th called diminutio, and the others that go along with it are Capitis Maximus, Capitis De Minimis, and Capitis Diminutio, which is the version of the name without any capitals whatsoever, which is the giving up of all political aspects to your name. When you're a bondservant to the Creator, that's exactly the particular correct spell form of your name, Capitis Diminutio, versus Capitis Maximus, which is the all-caps fictitious corporate trade nom de guerre where they commit war against us without our knowledge.
No wonder they love you down at the Witch's Court. You know 50 times as much as they do. They're jealous. Exactly. I've seen that worm diminutio, or I think it's I think in Latin it's diminutio, or something close to that, or diminutio. But I do remember that. Yeah, great point, Chris. Thank you for pointing that out. That is, I've noticed that glancing through my Black's Law dictionary before occasionally, Of course, it's the whole thing set up, you know, by the enemy, and it's their dictionary that goes basically out of these protocols of Zion. You can see it all in there. I mean, this is where in the Black's Law is where they come up with the absurdities of constructive possession. And why? Because a bunch of attorney prostitutes out of the Inns of Court in England related to the Masonic lodges, the Inner Temple and the Middle Temple, because they said so. And then some jackass printed it into a thing called Black's Law Dictionary. Of course, it's got to be black, of course, because they're black magic. And in the back of Black's Law 5th edition, that great, glorious, high standard, a gold standard of satanic masonry, they can see fit to put, they don't have the Declaration of Independence in there, but they do have the Table of British Regnal Years, and that they where they list every single king and queen of Britain from day one forward, all of them, and how long they were in power, and what their so you could tell who they're serving. They don't put that in their Black's Law Dictionary. You don't get in there by accident. They didn't put that in there just as a kind of a, you know, oh, interesting factoid. No, there's only a couple of things in the back. The Constitution of the United States, which is the corporate version of the Constitution for the United States of America, and the British Regnal Years. Oh, great. So we know now we know why there's no teeth in the Constitution, and the Bill of Rights is nothing more than a bill of suggestions. Good luck if you don't have the force of the people to back it up, your common law standing. We need another re-release of the old album Magna Carta, and for modern with a new singer and a guitar player. Chris, do you have anything to say on that?
Well, as a matter of fact, it's probably a good time at this point in the conversation to talk about the fact that the people's rights are preserved in the 10th Amendment as others belonging to the people that far precede mere governments of men. And those are the rights that come from our Creator. That's where our rights come from. They're called absolute natural, sometimes seminal organic rights that come right from our creation as part of being out of the Creator Spirit within each of us at the time of conception, the spark of life, as it's known as. And so when we understand the constitutional rights, some of our natural rights are enumerated in the Bill of Rights, the protections against governmental abuses, supposedly. Those are limits on what the government can do. But we really weren't parties to the Constitution, so our rights come from our creation, not from the Constitution. We're not part of the posterity that we're into the contractual agreement, the compact.
Yep. Our rights come from the Creator. They are in it. That's why they are inalienable, absolute, totally sovereign. You have complete and total what's called prerogative. When you look up in the Blacks, they try to tell you prerogative means usually ascribed to aristocracy, the king and queen, the monarchs. No, prerogative is for anybody who's got the prerogative. That means the right, the inherent right, the title. It's one of the most important words that you never hear. Prerogative. Prerogative. And that is your inherent natural right that the sovereigns and the monarchs like to declare for themselves, and then tell all us goyims out here, go screw, once again. And how they go about it is how evil. Our power is in the chronic shortness of food. Oh, lovely. Starve them to death. Beautiful. And these are the learned elders of Zion who are running the show, and you can see it right down to your local police department and your local county and town witches' court and the playbook they're running out of with their black sloth or their black magic and their witches' robe to match. Unbelievable. Gary, I'm going to have you take us into a prayer right now. I think we need it. I know I do.
Are you there?
Yeah. Go ahead, okay. Gary.
Now, there's a couple things that I thought we should do. I mentioned about the Kol Nidre and bringing that up, and I said maybe by the end of the week I'd have a couple things going, and it's just a short part here. But
oh, yeah. Take your time.
The Kol Nidre is a Jewish prayer named from its opening words, all vows. And they got Kol Nidre in parentheses.
Ah.
It is based on the Declaration of the Talmud, Now, there are two Talmuds, so people understand. There's a Jerusalem Talmud, and there's a Babylonian Talmud. I would assume that this one is probably out of the Babylonian Talmud, which is almost next to impossible to find one nowadays. But it goes on to say, he who wishes that his vows and oaths shall have no value, stand up at the beginning of the year and say, all vows which I shall make during the year shall be of no value. There's a comment here. It says, it would be pleasant to be able to declare that this is merely one of the curiosities of the darkness which covers the Talmud. But the fact is that the Kol Nidre is not only an ancient curiosity, it is also a modern practice. In the volume of the review, Festival Prayers, published in 1919 by a Hebrew publishing company, New York, the prayer appears in its fullness as follows. All vows, obligations, oaths, or anthemas, or pledges of all names which we have vowed, sworn, devoted, or bound ourselves to from this day of the atonement until the next day of the atonement, whose arrival we hope for in happiness. We repent aforehand of them, all be deemed absolved, forgiven, annulled, void, and made of no effect. They shall not be binding nor have any power. The vows shall not be reckoned vows and obligations. Turn a page here, thank you. Okay. Well, I don't know why it's so hard to get a page out of this thing, but it is.
I have the same problem.
Yeah.
This is fascinating, Gary.
Let me finish this here. Obligations shall not be obligations, nor the oaths considered a oath. So what they do, they go ahead and they predetermine ahead of time that all vows they do is going to be null and void. It'd be much different if they did it at the end of the year and said all vows are a thing, and they could say, well, they made a mistake or whatever. These are prededicated and premeditated ahead of time. And they also, the Kol Nidre has a music to it. Are you familiar with that? It has the music to it. And so therefore, when they had one of their top violinists come back from a European tour in New York, they clamored for the Kol Nidre to be played. And he got his violin out, and he played for the New York gang over there. And they were weeping and everything else, it says at the very end. Then the people wept as exiles do at the sound of the songs of the homeland. So you see, it's a very indoctrinated thing. And yes, go ahead.
Question for you. It seems, as I recall, the S-I-C, sick, means death, if I'm not mistaken. Is that not what you recall?
Say that again, Chris.
S-I-C, sick. I think when that goes on a suffix, it means death. Like rest in peace.
I think you're right.
Well, when we look at the etymology of the word term mu sick, the death of mu, which is the ancient city. I think mu could have been either Mukarain or Ukraine as we know it today, or it could have been the old Atlantis.
I've heard that before as well, Chris. That's a fascinating oath. They're absolving themselves from any wrongdoing proactively. It's like a blanket bond that they just take out and say, we can do whatever we want now. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
It is fascinating.
And you see, where they call us Goyim, cattle of the field, and they put a capital G when they use the word Goy, G-O-Y. But you see, let's do a little positive note here. Our Father and our Creator, Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh, calls us Israelites, His chosen ones, His remnant. He never says this about the Jews. We can get into John 8:44, chapter 8, verse 44. He calls them for what they are, exactly what they are. And all during chapter 8, he calls them scribes and Pharisees. I liked your slip there. It was kind of neat. Chris picked up on it. The Pharisees. The Pharisees, and after all, Paul, the supposed apostle, which is no more apostle than I am, he was a Pharisee. His family was the top Pharisees in the nation. And if you just bear with me just one moment, I just give this to you. You can look it up in the Revelation chapter 21, and it's verse 14. Sure. It says there will be 12 gates and 12 of this and 12 of that. But he says there will be 12 apostles. The question I ask all people is, where is Paul? If there's 12 apostles. Because Matthias was the one who replaced Judas from Iscariot. So Paul was never mentioned as an apostle. And how could he be an apostle? He was a Pharisee. Impossible. See, then our Father gave us another inalienable right, being born as Israelites. See, they use this terminology, and of course, Billy Graham Franks from Chicago spread this news wide, and I've heard it since I was a little boy. I had to get born again. Well, the scripture never said that. It says you must be born from above if you're an Israelite. And being born from above is given to our birthright, okay?
Right.
And this is all these things that they do to us, born again, has nothing to do with us as Israelites. And the scripture is very clear. If you search it out, it says you're born from above, and only those in Ecclesiastics who are born from above can return to above. Yes, it's a racial quality. The racial situation. The only people he tells things, he said, you Israelites are going to be my remnant. And to the Jews, he gives them eternal hell, okay? And proselytes. Proselytes are those Israelites who sell their birthright. He doesn't say anything he's going to do to the other races of people. Okay, he created them. Some people ask me, I said, he created them, he'll take care of it. That's not my problem. My problem is myself and my brother Israelites. Okay? And then the brother Israelites and myself, we have to be underneath the law of the Father, the Creator, and do the law of the Father, the Creator, or these other things start to come into effect. When we disobey the law, he allows these other forces, whether they be of the Jewish background race or other races, to make it very difficult for us to get along. This is the history of the scriptures. We have to be obedient. We have to bow our knee to our Father Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh, and he said, only those who call upon my name shall be redeemed. He never said all those who call upon my many names will be in redemption. So I yield to that, and it will. We can have a real quick prayer here, thanking our Father for the blessings He gives us, and thank Him for sharing with us the choices He has made in His scriptures for us and for other people, and that we may study these things so that we might bring forth the truth to our fellow brother Israelites, and that they would join forces with the truth and be part of this remnant that the Father speaks of. We do thank you for the opportunity to share this gospel with our fellow brothers and sisters out here of Israel. And we thank you for that. We ask this in Jehovah, his name. So be it.
Amen. Thank you very much, Gary in Michigan. We appreciate your presence and your word so much. Thank you. That was wonderful. Excellent insight and prayer. Thank you so much. You're listening to The American Awakening with Eric the Freedom Screamer, Gary in Michigan, Chris in Las Vegas. We're coming up toward the end of the show. So what I'm going to do is give people a little preview of the beginning of one of the next protocols. Or actually, this is the end of protocol number 2, if I'm not mistaken. We're barely scratching. We're tearing this apart. Listen to this. The Goyim, that's us, all us Goyims out here, the Goyim have lost the habit of thinking. Unless prompted by the suggestions of our specialists. Not here on the RBN Network, on The American Awakening with Eric the Freedom Screamer, Gary and Chris in Las Vegas, who we appreciate very much tonight. And thank you all for listening. Please support the network. Don't be afraid to break out and show your appreciation. If you value what you hear tonight, please help keep the network up and running. You can communicate with me at erichughes.ny@yahoo.com. We have a few minutes left. I want to share, I won't give her name because I haven't asked her if I could do that, but one of the listeners to our broadcast sent me an email. I don't think I'm going to be able to pull it up while I'm on the phone because I have only a singular signal right now. Yes, sir?
While you're looking there, you might note that the communist core that they want to pump down everybody here in America's throat from the Chairman Mao's little red book is teaching them what to think, not how to think critically. And this critical cognitive thinking and being able to use your brain to deduce, to adduce, and to solve complex problems and figure things out for yourself through experiences and your education is such a important aspect of what a true education is about, that this preposterosity that they're offering up of this common core of programming and indoctrination and stupidity so that we're easy slaves to manage is a really demonic and diabolic plot to dumb down America beyond recovery.
Well, that certainly is their plan, but once again, they think the Goyim have lost their habit of thinking unless prompted by suggestions of our specialists. I know the listeners to this broadcast can think very well on their own. They don't need me. They don't need anybody else. I mean, it's nice to have somebody to broadcast and bring things up. Great, but I know we have independent thinkers and independent doers that pay attention to this broadcast and tune in on a regular basis. And we really appreciate you listeners out there. Once again, if you hadn't had a chance to call in sometime next week. 800-313-9443. Feel free to keep in touch. Please support the network. The Goyim have lost their habit of thinking unless prompted by suggestions of our specialists. Hello, start thinking now. Oh, boy, they really have. This is, it's going to be, it's very interesting, this modern manifesto of the conquest of free people, I think is a good way to put it, called the Protocols of the Learned Elders of Zion, who are only learned in their wickedness and their evil behavior. And there's a whole list of long protocols here. I forget how many, 20-something maybe, but they're very specific. And as you can see, there is a specific plan. So, you know, you want to talk about the conspiracy theories? Well, just read these protocols of the Elders of Zion. They're coming right out and telling you what they're doing, and now they're actually doing it. Just like Henry Ford said, it fits. It's been fitting for the last 100 years since it was written, 200 years. It fits now. I think Henry Ford said it had fit for the previous 16 years. Was he telling us there that it was 16 years old from the time of his commentary? I wonder, Chris, any insight on that? That might give us an insight to the date, because I believe Henry Ford's quote was, it fits. The only thing I care to say about the protocols is that they fit what's going on in the world. They fit now. Oh, they fit for the last, and he said, somewhere in there he said, they fit for the last 16 years, they fit now. And I was wondering if he was telling us there that the protocol, which was almost specifically date the protocols, Let's try to figure that out for next week, a little project for people. Don't forget your other project, very important. Don't let the Department of Homeland Gestapo or the Federal Bureau of Idiots or whoever it was that knocked down our server tonight on the RBN network, our live stream, don't let them get away with it. Before you go to bed or first thing in the morning, make a point of going to at least one website, post a link to this broadcast, spread the word, jury nullification at courtroomwatch.com or courtroomwatch.org. There's a jury nullification flyer. Download it. Make as many copies as you can afford the ink and paper and put them everywhere. Put them on phone poles. Put them on bulletin boards. Post online. All the universities are going to have a student bulletin board or a general bulletin board online. They're going to have a libertarian organization. Tap into that. Use your imagination and be a force multiplier for the Republic Broadcasting Network. You're listening to The American Awakening with Eric the Freedom Screamer, Chris in Las Vegas, Gary in Michigan, who we value so much. Thank you, gentlemen, for joining us tonight. We appreciate everything. Chris, thank you. Gary, thank you so much. You guys, please. Go ahead, Chris.
We had rolls of jury nullification toilet paper. We could put them in the courthouse.
Wow, what a great idea. I'm going to get on there first thing Monday morning. Jury nullification toilet paper. Have yourself a jury nullification t-shirt printed up and wear it out everywhere. I got a lot of comments on mine. Quite a fashion statement. This is Eric DeFreeman, streamer on the RBN Network. We'll see you all next weekend, okay? First thing Monday. Get to it this week and post a link to this broadcast everywhere you possibly can. They knocked our live stream down tonight, and I'm pissed. Sorry to say it. Bye. So here we go. We're going out for the weekend. We'll see you on Monday. Stay active. Who will rise up for me against the evildoers? Who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? That means you. Thanks for supporting the network, and we'll see you on Monday. Have a good weekend. I'm still mad as hell, and I don't have time to go round and round and round. It's too late to make it right. I probably wouldn't if I could, because I'm mad as hell. Can't bring myself to do what it is you think I should. It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Sin. The sin.